Let's go to the phones and get another opinion on this. Two-time Super Bowl champion, former Patriots tight end. You can check him out now, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern on WEEI in Boston. Christian Fourier joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Christian, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Give us the landscape in Boston today after the news surfaced yesterday that Cam Newton is the newest member of the New England Patriots. How does the fan base feel about it?
Well, it's funny. That's the question I've been getting. How does the fan base feel about it? I think they're a little bit indifferent, to be honest with you. I don't think they quite know what they're getting, and they're only going to figure that out when somebody tells them, because for the past 3 months, everyone has been saying how good Stidham is and how great he is, and he was, should have been a first-round draft pick a year ago, and blah, 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 blah. And here comes Cam Newton, banged up the last 2 years, don't really know what you're going to get. Don't really know much about them. So I think they're indifferent, to be honest with you. To me personally, I kind of knew this was going to happen. There's no way they were going into the season with Stidham and Hoyer as their quarterback. No freaking way. And anyone who said anything different was either being fed some bullcorn from the Patriots and was just willing to run with it because they felt like they were part of the process, you know, which was laughable. But I knew something like this was going to happen. I just wasn't sure it was going to be Cam.
Bullcorn, by the way, officially added to the Jolo and Dibs lexicon. I appreciate that, Christian. And you look at the situation then, it would be your understanding or your expectation that Cam Newton's going to come in and he's going to get the starting job, or do you think that it's going to be a quarterback controversy?
You know what? It's interesting. Here's what I think they told him. It's your job to lose. That's what I told them. That's what I think. I haven't talked to anybody, but usually veteran guys, established guys, MVP-type guys, Heisman Trophy-winning type guys that have been banged up that still have a lot to prove and can still play. Cam Newton can still play. He just had a year and a half of bad luck where he's had multiple surgeries, but the guy can still play. And they probably sold him on creating this offense around him, using his talents. Like, I heard the same thing when I came there. But now listen, now they will bench his ass in a hot second if he starts turning the ball over, if he starts missing passes, wide open guys. They just don't play that, you know. And Stidham has enough, work, you know, and experience with that offense that I think they would feel comfortable putting him in if Cam struggled. Now, that's where the fun really starts. I don't think there's any debate on who the quarterback is going to be. Anyone who comes out there and said, here's a really bold take, here's a really courageous take, like some other people around in this business have done, I think Cam Newton is going to beat out Jared Stidham. But yeah, I mean, he better. If he doesn't, I mean, he sucks. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, but I still think it's not like he owns it. Once he establishes himself and gets to play, has some good games under his belt, I mean, it's going to be tough to pull him out of there.
Christian, that being said, let's say Cam Newton comes in. He's the starter. He's solid. What's the ceiling for the Patriots if he comes in and he's solid?
If he's solid, then they should win the division if he's solid. If he's solid, they should play. They should reach the AFC Championship. That, if he's solid, which means no turnovers, you know, like a good touchdown-to-interception ratio, because all the other mechanics are there. The coaching, the prep work, the defense, the attention to detail, like not losing games on their own, right? Like, it's like, hell, the Steelers were 8-8 last year. They didn't have anybody, and they were able to navigate to at least become respectable with all the quarterbacks they had. If he's solid, and I would say that's a great ceiling, They're right back in the thick of things, if he's solid.
Two-time Super Bowl champ Christian Fourier joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Help me out with this one. Is it just a coincidence that 18 minutes after the announcement that the Patriots had signed Cam Newton, we got an announcement that the Patriots were being penalized for taping the Bengals on the sidelines last December? $1.1 million. They lose a third-round pick. Their video team can't be on the field at all this season. 18-minute difference. Is that just a coincidence?
Yeah, you know what? Isn't that funny? Yeah, I don't believe in coincidences when it comes to the Patriots. I'm just not believing in them. They don't exist. No, I think there's I mean, not to do the whole conspiracy theory thing, but I do think there's some sort of relationship and agreement. And I don't know if it's a wink-wink. I don't know if it's a whole, you know, pull on your ear type thing. But there is some awareness to what's going on and, you know, how – and the Patriots, obviously, they'll deny it. You know, hey, we know the season's right around the corner. We've been working on this for months. And, Cam, we finally decided to say it. But, no, I don't believe in coincidences with the Patriots. That's way too close. Way too close.
How much does the timing of the signing of Cam Newton hinder their ability to really go forward with him in week one, saying that it's really kind of late in the process, camp starts in a month? Does he have enough time to get up to speed and be ready enough when camp opens to have that job in week one?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do believe, like, the same thing Bruce Arians is going to do in Tampa with Brady, and the same thing any good offensive coordinator would do with any talent, like what the Baltimore Ravens did with Lamar Jackson. You change your offense. You cater it to your talent. The days of sticking a square peg in a round hole and then saying this guy sucks are over. Smart coaches adjust to their players. Stupid coaches just keep doing the same thing and then blame the players. So I think the base, the foundation, the play calls, the formations and the motions, all that stuff, that verbiage isn't changing. What is going to change is how Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator for the Patriots, calls the game, how he utilizes Cam Newton. All the new – this is like a new toy for these guys. They've never had a player like this of his skill set, of his size, of his ability to run. I don't think they're going to run him a lot. But this, to me, is going to be fun to watch. Now, I don't know Cam. I've never talked to him. He needs to be polished up a little bit as far as his post-game press conferences and just the fact I feel like he tries way too hard to be cool. Like, cool people don't try to be cool. They're just cool. He tries too hard. And then that's gonna come and bite him in the ass up here, because I'm already can't stand him. Just outwardly, the way he looks and the way – not the way he looks, but like the vibe he pulls off. Like, I'm the coolest guy, and no one can say anything to me, you know? And we'll see how that plays out.
Ultimately, for Cam, do you feel like this is a one-and-done deal with the Patriots, or and they go their separate ways regardless? Or do you see New England maybe wanting to have him around for years to come if this thing works out?
It all depends on how he plays. I mean, if he plays so great, he'll price himself out of their ability to pay him. So it won't even matter if they want him. They're just not going to pay all that money for a quarterback. You know, it'll be a bargain basement price that they consider the best offer in the world. So it all depends. So, but I would say if I'm Cam Newton, I'm going to use the Patriots just like they're going to use me. I'm going to resurrect my career. I'm going to show what a great leader I am. I'm going to have all these guys talking great about me. I'm going to have Bill Belichick, you know, shining all over about my leadership and my game preparation and my locker room skills, all that stuff. And then I'm going to find a team that's in a desperate situation and is willing to overpay. Like, the thing is that the Patriots are going to have a lot of money next year. They don't have any money this year. They're in cap jail right now. But next year they're going to have a ton of money, probably one of the most amount of money in the NFL. But they just don't overpay people. Hell, they didn't overpay Brady. They're not going to do it to Cam Newton.
Two-time Super Bowl champ, former Patriot tight end Christian Fourier with us here on 95.7 The Game. So, obviously, the Patriots were in search of help at the quarterback position. Was there ever any consideration paid to possibly signing Colin Kaepernick?
I mean, I have no idea, but I would say no. And it has nothing to do – like, if Cam Newton could barely get a job, why would they sign Colin Kaepernick? Why would teams be so quick to sign Colin Kaepernick? If Colin Kaepernick wants a job, Cam Newton is now the comp. He's the comp. Like Jameis Winston, that's the comp. What he did in New Orleans, what Cam Newton got in New England. If you want to get in the league, you're going to have to suck it up, swallow your pride, commit to proving people wrong, commit to riding the bench until somebody screws up and you get an opportunity to prove that you can play. And you're not going to get paid anything. Like, you're not going to be – so there's a risk there, right, of being embarrassed. So I don't personally think the Patriots were ever really serious about signing him. It has nothing to do with his issues off the field. They made a living, a career out of bringing in people who had major issues, tougher situations than him. far as the spotlight. Tim Tebow is an example. And they handle him fine. So that's not an issue. Their main goal is, can this guy help us win? And I don't think they thought he could.
Antonio Brown's a guy that the Patriots thought could help him win, and he had a short stint in New England. Do you think that he's going to be able to go back and land on his feet and get another opportunity somewhere?
Yeah, I think he will. I think a team like Seattle, one of these teams with good coaches that have a real understanding of how personalities work, have a long history, have a lot of credibility, and players respect them. Harbaugh in Baltimore, Peyton in New Orleans, Carroll in Seattle. I mean, guys like I'd say Shanahan, McVay maybe, in Los Angeles. Teams like that where, listen, like, there's no messing around. It's a veteran group. The locker room runs itself. There's a set of protocol in place. And then, you know, we'll give you a shot, but if it doesn't work out, like, we're going to move on, and you'll never get a shot again. So there's some risk there. There isn't as much risk for a team like that as opposed to a young coach like Matt Rhule, just use him as an example, who has no NFL experience whatsoever. So a veteran player will walk all over Matt Rhule. We'll take over the team from Matt Rhule if his personality is strong enough, and Matt Rhule will have nothing to do with it. Well, nothing he can do about it.
It's a great point. Two-time Super Bowl champ, former Patriot tight end. Check him out now, 2 to 6 p.m. Eastern on WEEI in Boston. Christian Fourier with us here on 95.7 The Game. Great stuff as always, Christian. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, boys. See you.